Psalm 100. Once again, there is no difficulty in deciding what this psalm is about. It is in the exaltation of God, the glory of God, the praise of God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his, or we have not made ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, and praise his name, for the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. As I say, there's no doubt here. The psalmist is setting this to music, these words, so that Israel might glorify God and shout for joy and know him and enter into his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise, praising him for his goodness and his love and his faithfulness. Clearly, the psalm is first and foremost for Israel. Verse 2. It is he who made us. We are his people. That is true of Israel. It's the temple. Verse 2. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. We are his people. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Clearly, it's the temple, it's Zion, it's Israel. But the psalmist extends it, even in the days of the Old Covenant. In verse 1, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. And I take that to mean all creation. I take it to mean all men without exception. The psalmist is calling upon all the earth, all creation, all men, Israel in particular, to worship and to magnify and to exalt and shout to God, exalting God, and glorify his name. It's not the exaltation of man here. It's God alone. It's not institutions, not even the temple. It is God himself. And note the words, shout, worship, know. Notice the word for. The psalmist is giving argument and reason. For the Lord is good. For the Lord's love endures forever. For the Lord's faithfulness continues through all generations. Know that the Lord is God. It's not just mere sentiment. It's not just mere emotion. It's not feeling only. It is solid grounds in the attributes of God and the knowledge of God, the doctrine of God, the attributes of God. Moves this man to want to worship him, to shout for joy. Notice the word joy, gladness, joyful songs, thanksgiving, praise, praise his name, and so on. Now remember, this is in the days of the Old Covenant. What about us in our day, in the day of the New Covenant? Well, first of all, there's no local place. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. We're no longer confined to Jerusalem, to Zion, to temples. I have a friend who, when he's asked, where are you worshipping these days, gives a very short answer, everywhere. Of course, people mean, what church are you attending? As though church is the place where you worship. All places, every place. Jesus says so. In every place they will call upon me. That doesn't mean to say there'll be chapels and churches in every corner. It means everywhere, at all times, exalting in God, praising him. If in the Old Covenant the psalmist here could speak of all the earth and all men, how much more for us in the New Covenant, taking the gospel into all the world, to every nation, to all the peoples, commanding, inviting, exhorting, and encouraging sinners to come to Christ, and spreading the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ for obedience by his people. They're not institutions. It's not places. It's not temples. is every place. And if joy was in the Old Covenant, how much more there is room for joy and ground for joy for us. For the Lord is good. For the Lord's love endures forever. For the Lord's faithfulness continues through all generations. Now we can add this. For Christ has died for our sins. For Christ has poured out his Spirit into us. For Christ has given us the entire range of Scripture. And so on and so on. What do we know that the psalmist didn't know? That Christ died for our sins, was raised again for our justification. That he freed us from sin, death, and law. Pulled us into glorious liberty and everlasting hope. The psalmist had some glimmer of these things. But if Psalm 100 could be written by a man of the Old Covenant, what should be the equivalent in our hearts, brothers and sisters? Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. May we learn from Psalm 100. I am amazed that a man in the Old Covenant should be as broad and as deep and as high as this. But how much more for us in the days of the Gospel, the days of the New Covenant, with all the liberty and all the joy and all the experience and all the doctrine we've been given, how much more should we shout for joy, worship the Lord, know that the Lord is God. May we enter his gates, not only the temples, as it were, but into every aspect of our life, with thanksgiving, with praise, thanks and praise to his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Unbeliever, you do not know what you are missing. Come to Christ and enter into the joy that there is in him. You cannot understand or appreciate it until you experience it. They say that seeing is believing. Don't you believe it? Believing is seeing. Trust Christ, and you will see the full experience of Psalm 100. Shout for joy. Worship the Lord. Know the Lord. For the Lord is good. Praise be to his name. Thanksgiving and praise to him forever.